Ksuvas Perigdalad Mishnehe 4-5. A woman who is already a Bogeris is her own autonomous legal entity, and there's no one really who has rights over her. She's not in someone else's rishus, someone else's domain. But assuming that a girl gets married prior to becoming a Bogeris, so then she is always going to be either in the domain of her father or of her husband. And as we described in the previous Mishnayos, and one of them will be entitled to her, what she finds, what she produces, etc. Now, we know there are two stages to marriage. The first stage, Kedushin, she becomes legally but not functionally married to her husband. She's still living in her father's house. And at that time, since she hasn't yet moved in to her husband's home, and really since the halacha, her ksubit hasn't kicked in yet, so she is still under the purview of her father, and it's her father who retains the rights to what she finds, what she produces, and actually co-writes with now the future husband, or the husband, regarding hafaras nedarim, to cancel her vows. The father still has a right, although the husband has to do so as well. The question is, when does the transition from the father to the husband occur? And the simple answer is with nisuin, when they become formally married and functionally married. And that happens normally with the act of chuppah. We discussed before exactly what chuppah is. Let's just say for now it's actually going into the canopy, the chuppah canopy, with her husband. And the point is that she's acting like a married woman with this man. And whether it's chuppah means the canopy, or it means yichud, or it means him dressing her like at the bedekin, whatever it is, the point is now they're functioning as husband and wife, and now the transition's occurred. She's left her father's domain, rishus, and gone into her husband's domain. Our Mishnah wants to discuss if there's another possibility of her leaving her father's domain prior to a formal act of chuppah. And the answer is yes, there is. And that is if the father hands her off to shluchim, to agents, to bring her to chuppah. Already then, if he parted ways with her, she's now left her father's domain and entered into her husband's domain once the father hands her over to these agents. And that being the case, like for example, let's say for example she was the proud owner of a farm that she inherited from her grandfather. If the father hands over his daughter to the agents to bring her to her husband, so then already once they've parted ways, if let's say for example she then gets struck by lightning, so then the inheritor would be her husband, not her father. So let's see that inside here. It says La'olam Hebrew Shusa'av. She always stays within the domain of her father. Again, we're talking about a Nara or Katana. Achitikanes Lurshus Habal Nisuin, until she goes into her husband's domain with the act of Nisuin marriage. Okay? Normally through chuppah. But if there isn't an act of chuppah, and instead Masar Ha'av L'Shluchei Habal, if the husband sent agents, his shaliach, to pick up his wife and take her from her father's home to bring her to the chuppah, let's say, so then Harehi Bershus Habal, as soon as the father says goodbye and the shluchim take her away, so then she now is in the Rishus of the Baal, and she becomes now essentially married in terms of the rights have transferred over to the husband, meaning now her, what she finds along the way would go to him, what she produced along the way as she crochets belongs to him, and so on. Halacha im shluchei habal, if the father accompanies these shluchim, the agents, to go with her, to go to her husband, o shehalchu shluchei av im shluchei habal, or even if the father sends other agents to accompany her, have his own agents to accompany her, she goes with the agents of the husband. So then, since she hasn't yet formally said goodbye to her father, he still like sort of hasn't released that bond. She remains in her father's rishus, and therefore, while she's journeying, she's still her maskeda and so on belong to him. Once the agents hand her over, from the father's agents hand her over to the husband's agents, Hari Bershus HaBaal, she becomes now in the Rishus of the Baal, meaning that she now becomes in the purview of her husband, and when the agents hand her over. The Chiddush here is that, let's say, for example, the father said, I want you to bring my daughter to her husband. So then, until that delivery happens, she is still in the Rishus of the father. If along the way these agents encounter other agents that say, we're here from the husband to take her, and therefore the father's agents give her to the husband's agents. That's sufficient for the transfer. Now she becomes in the rishus of the Baal, her husband. Now there still is one angle that has to be addressed, which is the issue of her eating truma. Normally a woman who's not, her father's not a Kohen, cannot eat truma. She's a Zara like anybody else, a non-Kohen. But once she gets married to her husband, so then she's entitled to eat truma. That's learned from a pasuk. She's part of his home, his household. He's part of his kinyanim. Now, if really midoraisa, as soon as kedushin happens, already she is able to eat truma, because that's when the kinyan occurs, in the kedushin. However, the rabbis forbade her to eat truma until she moves in with her husband, because they were concerned that she would receive gift packages of truma from her husband, let's say, and then she would share them with her father or her siblings, and the father and siblings, of course, may not eat truma, and that would be under penalty of misa b'dei shamayim, premature death at the hands of heaven. We don't want that, of course, and therefore the rabbi said until she moves in properly through chuppah proper, only then will she be entitled to eat truma. So then that's also the simple way to read our Mishnah here. And in fact, the bottom line is, even if she's been handed over to the shluchim, lahalacha, even though now her mas yadea, metzios, etc., go to her husband, truma can't be eaten by her until she actually does chuppah proper, not just with the agents, but actually she moves in with her husband.